Okay, we'll say. So we're on Daf Chav Dalet, correct? Right. Let's open up the Daf Chav Dalet. Thank you.
Okay. What's
your
safe place
to put it? Yeah. Chav
Dalet.
I'll tell you in just a minute. You have to give me a second, Don. Sorry.
No, I insist right now.
Yeah, Chav Dalet Omer Aleph. And if you recall, we were discussing the issue of Al Anisim in Birkas HaMazon, and the Gemara left it a little bit hanging in the air. The final maskana was that he doesn't have to mention Al Anisim in Birkas HaMazon. However, if he wants to, in Bola Hazkir, Mazkir. And where should he insert Al Anisim? In the bracha of Hodah, which means Nodalecha, the second bracha of Birkas HaMazon. The Gemara tells the story about Rav Sheshes, who wanted to introduce Al Anisim into Bonei Yerushalayim because he wanted to compare it to Tefillah. In Tefillah we recite, we insert, shall we say, Al Anisim into the bracha about Yerushalayim, and therefore he thought we would do the same thing in the case of Birkas HaMazon. So that's what the Gemara corrects him, and he says, no, we're going to insert Al Anisim into Birkas Hodah. And that's no delicha. So let's just see if we can open up the Mishnah Brura and see how we paskin about this whole suffix about Al Anisim. And where will we find this? He boiled the mask, the Chanukah, Eino mask, in Bola Haskir, Maskir Bohuto. So he doesn't tell you where to find it. All right. So we don't find it. You find it?
No.
I couldn't find it. I don't know where it is. I thought he would tell you where to find it, but he doesn't seem to tell you.
So we're not going to go to it.
Right now I can't tell you where to go to. Ah. If believe me, I trust me, I will not withhold the information as soon as it comes in. Okay. So last thing that we discussed yesterday, I just want to pick up and see if we can be marshaling what we started yesterday, was that with regard to Hosafos, when we mention the day, the issue is, does it depend upon the moment that we recite that Hosafa, or does it depend upon the Seuda itself? So we gave a few examples. We said, let's say he starts eating his meal on Friday, and he benches on Shabbos. Oh, okay. Can somebody open it for me? Maybe you can find it for me. So again, let me just finish. I started a sentence and you cut me off in the middle and now I got confused. Okay, let's see if I can pick it up. So again, when he started a meal on Friday and he ended his meal on Shabbos and he benched on Shabbos, so basically he's benching for a Seudas Chol. Or in the flip side, let's say he started his meal on Shabbos, he ended on Motzei Shabbos, so the meal itself is a Seudas Shabbos, but he's benching, the Zman of Birkas HaMazon is going to be after Shabbos. So in both cases, you're going to have two schools of thought. One school of thought is going to maintain that everything depends upon the Seud itself. And the other will say it depends upon the Birkas HaMazon. So we suggested yesterday that in Tefillah, when we have Haskaras Hayom, then we could say that all the tefillos of Chanukah are recited on Chanukah, and it makes sense to therefore add Al Anisim. But in the case of Chanukah, in the case of Birkas HaMazon, we're very perplexed. What does Birkas HaMazon lack? Who remembers what we discussed yesterday?
Tzibur.
Yeah, that could be that it's lacking tzibur. You're right, Stephen. That was definitely one point, but we're offering now another point, another approach that if you assume that askaros are generated by the seud itself, what does Hanukkah lack? Exactly. There's no such thing as a seudas Hanukkah, and if that be the case, then if there's no chiyuv seud on Hanukkah, then there's no entity called a seudas Hanukkah. The Gemara thinks, therefore, there's no room for adding al anisim in Birkas HaMazon. That was the last point that we made yesterday. Nevertheless, the Gemara thinks that since Hanukkah is endowed with the status of Hanukkah, it has what we call the Etzem Hayom of Hanukkah, and that itself should be enough, according to one school of thought, to justify Al Anisim, because Al Anisim depends not upon the Seuda, but rather upon the Zman. That was the last thing that we said yesterday. According to this explanation, we would understand very well why the Gemara doesn't even raise this suffix with regard to Purim. Because Purim has both elements. It's got Zman and Seuda. Excellent. So since is that mine? Yeah, so let me just fix this, sorry. I turn on the sound in order to find Yehuda, and then I get messed up. Okay. So he says the following. That right there are two approaches as to what generates the al anisim in Birkas HaMazon, or for that matter, let's go back to al aviyavo in Birkas HaMazon, right, or ritzei in Birkas HaMazon. All these askaros, are they dependent upon the time, the moment that he's reciting the Birkas HaMazon, and at that moment, since the day is endowed with Kedusha Shabbos or Yontif, whatever it might be, therefore he adds Yalav Yovo? Or is it because of the Seuda? In the case of Purim, we have both elements. We have Purim, and he's benching on Purim, so the Zman of his benching is on Purim. And secondly, we have also what? We have Seuda. So we have the second issue as well. Now, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, on the one hand, Rosh Chodesh is like Hanukkah, that it's the Rabbanon. It's also like Hanukkah in the sense that there's no Seuda. So therefore, he says the following. He says, why should we mention Yalav Yovo in benching on Rosh Chodesh? Why does Rosh Chodesh have some sort of superior status to Hanukkah? In the case of Hanukkah, we said that maybe because there's no special Seuda, then therefore you should not mention Al Anisim in benching. The same logic could be applied to Rosh Chodesh. If, on the other hand, you're going to say that the Yom generates the Haskara, so then Rosh Chodesh is endowed with a special status as a Yom. So he says that Hainu Taima Degam HaYom Havi Mechayev Baskara. Apparently, the Yom is Machayev in Askara. But again, what's the difference between the Yom of Rosh Chodesh and the Yom of... Excellent. So the only way of going is to say that the Gemara thinks that Yom itself could not be Machayev. Yeah, but then how does he understand the two stadim in the Gemara? The Gemara says that either Chanukah is the Rabbanon, or Pirsum HaNes. So if Hanukkah is the Rabbanon, so we don't have Seuda to be Mechayev, but we have the day itself. Oh, and the day itself is the day of Pirsum HaNes. Oh, so what were the two tzadim in the Gemara? The Gemara knew that the Mechayev of Al Anisim and Birkas HaMazon could not be the Seuda. That was Pasha to the Gemara. So what was Gemara's Hava meaning to say that yes, there is a chiyuv of Al Anisim in benching on Hanukkah? It would have to be the day itself. What makes this day a unique day that would engender this chiyuv of reciting Al Anisim? The Nes itself, the Pirsumei Nisim. But the Gemara said it's only Dirabona. So in the case of Rosh Chodesh, where the day itself is a Doraisa, he says that itself would be Machayev in Azkara. So Sudas Chanukah is not considered a Sudas Chanukah at all. Oh, so he says the following: Im kein l'dina im ochal biyom Chanukah v'chein b'rosh chodesh ubo levarech b'layla shalachreim. So he had a meal on Chanukah or a meal on Rosh Chodesh, and now he didn't bench yet until after the day passed. Is pshita she'eno maskil sherosh chodesh vishal alanisim? Why? Because the sud itself was eaten on Rosh Chodesh or on Chanukah, but yet the sud itself is not a sud as Chanukah, and there's no sud on Rosh Chodesh. So the only thing is the day itself, but already the day already passed. Also, this is a fantastic nafkamina. This is like putting your finger on the pulse to see what's going on over here. We said it in the case of Chanukah, if you're gonna obligate me and Al Anisim in benching, it's because of the day. And in the same token of Rosh Chodesh, this Rosh Chodesh has one up on Chanukah because it's the Raisa, but nevertheless it's the day. Now he ate his Seuda on Rosh Chodesh and on Chanukah, but that's irrelevant because there is no such thing as a Seudas Chanukah, Seudas Rosh Chodesh. So you're left with the day itself, but the day is already passed. Oh. Afilu im b'Shabbos tzarch lahazkir ki shem Seudas Shabbos olea b'Rosh Chodesh v'Chanukah ein shem Seudas hayom alein. So let's say, for example, you ate Shalosh Seudas and you're benching after Shabbos is over. How do you justify Ritzeh? And what's going to be the answer to that question? Suda Shabbos, because Shabbos has the status of a Suda. But in the case of Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, the day is past and there's no Suda to hang on to. So you're left with the day, but the day is already past. Ula Kuli Alma, there's no question that Ein Chovetz Azkara, you could only mention Rosh Chodesh meaning Yal V'Yovo or Chanukah meaning Al Anisim on the day itself. Oh. So now we have the show. Oh, wait a minute. So what are you showing me, Mitch? Oh. Kol Shmonis Mechama Nisim Lukasam Mozon. Uh-huh. So wait a minute. Why does he tell you here to look in Kuf Pei Ches? Does anybody have perhaps, I think this would probably be Volume 2, which are the Laws of Brachos. Do you mind, Michael? Just see if you can get a Volume 2. It's very popular here in the Kol, because that's what they're studying, but maybe you'll find one on the shelves. Oh, thank you. Let's see. So we're juggling two Shulchan Aruchs, Tafresh Pei Beis, and let's see what's in Kuf Pei Ches.
If Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh and you benched after Shabbos, you would say but you wouldn't say Yom Leviyot.
That's complicated because I think some say that there's a halacha called Grera, which means that if you have Shabbos and then Rosh Chodesh, you have to make your choice.
No, Shabbos right? And Rosh Chodesh, and Sunday is nothing.
No, I'm just pointing out. You have to make your choice. You can't, if it's two different days, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. I'm getting back to your case in a minute, but then you have a stira. You can't say both Ritzeh and Yal V'Yovo. You'll have to make your decision.
Okay.
Oh. So what it means is that we define the day as one entity. It's almost as if. Oh, so now we get to your case where it's also Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So now we define it as one entity because they both fell on the same day. So the kedusha of that day is both Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. So once you're mentioning the day of Shabbos because of the Seuda, then you also mention Rosh Chodesh because it becomes one kedusha, one entity. If there are 2 days, then you're going to have to make your decision because it can't be that both kedushas overlap if it's on two different days. Now what happened? Now Kuf Pei Ches, I just realized, is a very long siman, and it's all about Dinei Birkas Hamazon B'Shabbos, and again, our final conclusion was what? That after Rosh Chodesh and after Chanukah, you would certainly not mention Yalla V'Yavo in benching or Al HaNisim in benching. What does he want from Kuf Pei Ches? Because Kuf Pei Ches, just 1 second. Kuf Pei Ches was the case where he started a meal. Let's see if I can find this. Ochel b'Shabbos v'yotza haShabbos. So again, according to everything that we said, since it has a status of Suda Shabbos, Mazkir shel Shabbos b'Birkas Hamazon. Oh, I got it. Now I see. V'hu adin l'Rosh Chodesh Purim v'Chanukah. Okay, here's where we get into trouble. The Shulchan Aruch is paskening that just like in the case of Shabbos, if you started the Suda on Shabbos and you benched after Shabbos, you will mention Ritzeh. So too, in the case of Rosh Chodesh, if you started your Suda on Rosh Chodesh and you ended it after Rosh Chodesh, you should mention Yal V'Yavo. And by the same token, the Mechaber paskens that on Purim V'Chanukah, if you started your meal on Purim and on Chanukah and you benched after Purim, after Chanukah,
only if it's Shabbos.
You'll mention.
Right, only if it's Shabbos as well.
Ah, is that what he means? No, I didn't get that impression.
Yes, because that's what you said. That you can't on Shabbos if you're doing with say the others come with.
Right. No, but I'm just what I meant to say, Michael, was that this Shulchan Aruch is against everything we've been saying. That's what I meant to say.
But it makes sense if what Michael said is correct.
No, but that's not what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to. He's saying Hu Adin, meaning the same regulations apply to Rosh Chodesh, Purim, and Chanukah. He's not talking about when they overlap with Shabbos.
They're not. No. So that's not then what we said.
Exactly. This totally undermines what we said, because of Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, Mimonav Shachi, you don't have the Suda. Because there is no such thing as a Suda of Rosh Chodesh. You don't have. Purim would make sense. Yeah, Purim would make sense.
Except for Shabbos.
But he says Chanukah. He says Chanukah and Purim. So let me just read to you the Mishnah Berurah, see if he enhances our understanding. He says, V'hu adin Rosh Chodesh, V'chule, Ritzono Lomar, Dim Ochal Bohem. He ate his suit on any of these 3 days, Rosh Chodesh, Purim, or Chanukah. V'nis acher, he postponed his Birkas Hamazon ad ha'erev. Tzorech lahazkir. The azlinan bosar aschol asasuda, which means that he's giving the status of a suda to Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. Again, Purim is not an issue, but Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah.
But it's in the laws of Shabbos, Nachum.
These are the laws of Birkas Hamazon.
Not specifically Shabbos. Isn't it in the laws of Shabbos?
No. I don't know. I didn't check through. I'm looking at Birkas Hamazon. Again, this is Siman Kuf Pei Ches.
No, but I'm saying it's in the Halachot of Shabbos.
Let's say it one more time. No. Get this straight. We're learning Hilchas Birkas Hamazon.
Yes.
Take a look. Hilchas Birkas Hamazon. Kuf Pei Ches is Birkas Hamazon. Okay, it's nothing to do with Shabbos.
Okay.
Now, he mentions within the laws of Birkas Hamazon something that's very common on Shabbos, and then he applies the same rule and regulation to Rosh Chodesh, Purim, and Chanukah. What is very relevant to Shabbos, and this is come out every single Shabbos, he hoya ochel v'yotza Shabbos, and he says, Maskir shel Shabbos b'Birkas Hamazon. This is the law of Birkas Hamazon. That since you had a suit of Shabbos, you will recite Ritzeh in benching. That's fine, because you have a suit of Shabbos. But then he says, Hu Adin, the same rule applies on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. That's what's relevant to us. And the Mishnah Berurah says, because we go Basar, everything is determined by Haskalas HaSuda, and since he started his suit on Rosh Chodesh, or he started his Suda on Chanukah, therefore he benches and he mentions Yal V'Yavo or Al HaNisim. So that completely undermines everything we've been saying until now. That's what I can tell you here. I wish I had an answer for you, but right now I have no answer. Now, Here's something interesting. This is what Mitch pointed out to me, that in Tafresh Pei Beis, which the I just realized now that I missed the Ein Mishpat, he actually tells you to look in Tafresh Pei Beis. He paskins that Kol Shmonis Yimei Chanukah Omer Al Nisim V'Birkas HaMazon. Where is that coming from? The Gemara says Ratzah. I don't know. Let's see if the Mishnah Berurah comments on this. He says no, he doesn't make any comment. He just tells you why it belongs to Hodah, because all of Chanukah is about Hodah. Then the Mechaber says in Lo Amar, if he omitted Al Nisim on Chanukah, then he says Eino Ein Machzir no so. No, so he didn't get to the chasima of Noda. What's the chasima of Noda? Al Oretz Al Mozon, right? So he didn't get to that. Then he can still mention Al Nisim. No, nobody seems to address this question. Just one second. Something is missing here. Let me just see if he comments on this. And what was the final maskana? I just have a theory now that just crossed my mind. Let me see first if my theory can hold up. He says, Imbola Haskir Mazkir. Okay, that was the Lashon of Rav Huna over here. He says in the footnote, Afshe eno chayv lahazkir, muto lahazkir. V'ein bo zeh hefsek. But that's not what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch was just vacillating whether if he omitted Al Hanisim, if he has to repeat Birkas HaMazon, or at what point can he still fit it in. But it seemed like it was an absolute chiyu. So wait, I have a theory here. Let's see if my theory would hold up. The next Gemara says, Iboilahu, Maula Haskir Rosh Chodesh Bebirkas HaMazon. And then it says, Imtim Tzalomer B'Chanukah, the Rabbanan Lo Tzarech, but Rosh Chodesh is Doraisa Tzarech Odilma Kevan Delo Aser Basiyas Malacha Lomaz Kirinon. And Rav Omar Mazkir, Rav Chanina Omar Eno Mazkir. So Gemara ends up with a machlokes as to whether or not you add Yalav Yova to benching on Rosh Chodesh. As far as Chanukah is concerned, the Gemara says in Tim Tzolomar B'Chanukah D'Rabbanon Lo Tzarech. The Gemara never actually commits itself to the final conclusion that you have to mention Al Anisim in Birkas HaMazon on Chanukah. I don't know why the Shulchan Aruch paskins like that. Let me just look in one more place here to see if maybe he'll save me here with some sort of insight. We're on Chav Dal and Omen Aleph, am I correct? Mm-hmm. Well, let's just see if by chance. Ha'im chova lahazkir al anisim v'birkas ha'mazon. Omer Rav Huna eno maskir, v'bo lahazkir maskir b'hodah. So Rashi says, ein chova lahazkir, aval im rotza lahazkir yazkir b'hodah. Omdam haramba. Oh, here we go. Haramba posak, perik beis halacha vav. Mitch, you have this? Hilchus Brachos, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav, Pasak, Shetzorach Lahazkir Al Anisim, Bebirkas HaMazon, Velo Hosef Shizet Toli Beretzon, V'chein Pasak HaShulchan Aruch. So that was Tough Reish Paid Beis. Kosav Alechem Mishnah, Sharamam Kosav Pasakain, Kevan Sheledas HaYushalmi. Oh, you see, it's not enough that we learn the Bavli, you know, we get together every day to learn the Bavli, we think we're great scholars. But we don't know beans because we don't know the Yishalmi. And the Yishalmi says, Hashokheach lahazkir al anisim v'birkas hamozon chozer u'mevarech. Now this is amazing. So the Rambam comes up with a compromise sheet here. He's not going to go as far as the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Al-Nisim is critical in Birkas HaMazon. So he says, Rambam L'Rotzo Lifsok L'Gamrei Kedivrei HaYerushalmi. So he's going to make a compromise between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Kevan she'abavli, lifi abavli, kol hazkar shel Al-Nisim heino reshus. Now, according to the Bavli, if he would repeat Shmona, if he repeat Birkas HaMazon, havi brachal of Atola. Because again, you have Rishus, but you don't have any Rishus to repeat Birkas HaMazon a second time around. So therefore, we're in a very precarious situation if we accept the Yerushalmi hook, line, and sinker, and we say that if you omit Al-Nisim in Birkas HaMazon, then you have to repeat Birkas HaMazon, then according to the Bavli, at least, you would be reciting a whole bunch of brachas levatola. So that far the Rambam couldn't go. And therefore the Rambam paskins that Meikra din chova lahaskir al anisim v'birkas hamazon v'yesh lahachmir kedivrei Yerushalmi. But we also have to be machmir for the Bavli, and we're not going to allow you to repeat birkas hamazon if you omitted al anisim. So that's the Lechem Mishnah's theory. I'm shocked that the Mishnah Berurah didn't mention this. You know, why would he omit this whole discussion? Then he quotes the Rosh Yosef, that's the Prima Gadim, who gives other explanations for the Rambam, that Rav Sheshes in the story, Hayamazkir al-Nisim v'Birkas HaMazon. Ah, interesting. You remember Rav Sheshes, they wanted to put it into Bonei Yerushalayim, and they stopped him, and they said, no, it doesn't belong there, it belongs in Modim and Odah. But obviously he held that you have to add al-Nisim, so the Rambam paskin like that. Then Rosh Yoshevos was another pshat. He says, K'moshe bizmanenu kavu es tfilas arvis k'tfilas chova, that's wild. This is what you call kibbu al atzma. Just like we accepted tefilas arvis, which is only reshus, as a chova, so too we committed ourselves to al anisim in birkas hamazon. Okay. Now, what's going to be the deal if he leaves out birka? If he leaves out al anisim in birkas hamazon? Can anybody suggest a nafkamina between Chanukah and Purim? In the case of Chanukah, we're not even sure whether you're required to say Al Nisim. And according to Rav Soloveitchik, the reason for that is because Chanukah doesn't have the entity of what? Of Seudah. There's no such thing as a Seudah's Chanukah. Oh, so we don't even know the halal if you're obligated to mention Al Nisim in on Chanukah and Birkas HaMazon. But in the case of Purim, which has a Suda, so he says the following: Yesh b'zeh machlokes achronim shocheach lahazkir Al Nisim b'Birkas HaMazon shel Purim im tzorech lachzor ulevarech. And he says, "Kosev la lochas sofik brachas la hakel." So if he left out al anisim on Purim, he does not repeat Birkas HaMazon. Again, even though the way Rav Soloveitchik says it, the Gemara never even raised the issue of al anisim in Purim. It was pshita that al anisim is required in Birkas HaMazon because of the nature of the Suda's Purim. Then he goes on to say the following. Listen to this. A person eats multiple sudas on Purim. He says, Kol ha-machlokas, the whole issue, im chozer, if he omitted yalav yavu, dafka besudasa harishona. Aval im kvar ochal suda achas. Right? So he already mentioned al-anisim in his first suda. V'shochach al-anisim besuda shnia. Right, because he no longer has a chiyuv seuda. So, you know, I'm just thinking out loud, this is wild. Does the second seuda on Purim have no status as a seudas Purim? Maybe it's a seudas reshus. Maybe that's what he means. In other words, when do you convert? Yeah, but then this is, I'm going to be in deep trouble here, because if that's correct, then what happens if he eats four sudas on Shabbos and he forgets to say Ritzeh on the fourth suda? Wow. Do you ever think about that question? That's wild. You know, there's one day in the Gemara on Kuf Yud Tes that in Shabbos that says that you should eat four sudas on Shabbos. I have trouble enough getting in the third suda, especially in the winter. But Reb Chitka says four sudas on Shabbos.
But Shabbos says Kedushat
Hayom,
not just Kedushat
Asuda. Right, so again, this man is Machayev, and the sud is Machayev. Let's assume that both independently would be enough to be Machayev Ritzeh. So then Ben is right, that even if I ate 50 sudas on Shabbos, and there's no fancy upgrade to the suda now, because I've already fulfilled my chiyuv, but nevertheless, the zman itself might be Machayev. But he says in the case of Purim, if you assume that the suda is Machayev, then that's only the first suda. So you could vacillate back and forth. If he forgot Yalav Yov on the, if he forgot Al Anisim in the first suda, but if he did recite Al Anisim in the first suda, then Kuliyamalo Pligi, everybody agrees that if he left out Al Anisim in the second suda on Purim, that Eino Chozer. So I'm just thinking out loud. You know, I always try to eat a suda after Kriya Samigil in the morning. It's not a very embellished suda, you know, it's my healthy breakfast, in order to get an extra opportunity to say Al Anisim in benching. But I'm wondering out loud now, it's a crazy idea that crossed my mind, that maybe by doing so I've undermined the status of my second suda. Because he's saying that if I leave out Al Anisim in the second suda on Purim, then everybody agrees that you're not chozer. It's not a critical part. Which, according to what we've said until now, and the reason why it's pshita that you recite Al Anisim on Purim is because of the suda, the status of the suda. He's saying only one suda has the status of a suda. Am I undermining the second suda? You know, I have my whole family and all the guests and my wife's krepluch and the whole thing, and we're drinking away and we're having a blast, right? And we're eating hamantashen. And maybe it's not as soon as Purim. Haraya, that if I leave out Al Anisim, I don't have to be chozer. That's a crazy idea. Though maybe the dafka, breakfast on Purim should be on Mezonos, you know, and not... And now, Rabos, I want to mention another issue here. He says that in Bracha Mein Shalosh, what do we call Bracha Mein Shalosh? That's called Al Michya, right? That's what we call it commonly. In the Gemara's language, it's called Mein Shalosh. There's no mention of Chanukah Purim. So he quotes the Marami Rutenberg, Bibirchas Mein Shalosh Ein Maskirin Chanukah Purim. We do mention Rosh Chodesh, by the way. I hope we'll get to that. But he says, "Kevin shas karazu lo nitkina ela bebirchas hoda ubebracham ein shalosh ena hoda." In other words, all those thanksgivings that we have for Bris and Torah and Eretz Yisrael, which we have as a part of the fabric, the essence of Birkas Hamazon, none of those hodos appear in Bracham ein shalosh.
They do.
Well, maybe he's saying they don't appear as a separate entity, maybe as a separate bracha. Does anybody have the nusach here? Let's see. Oh, we do mention it. But there's no mention of Torah and Bris. Am I right?
No Torah and Bris.
There's only Eretz Yisrael. So again, this you have to know, sugyas and mesechta brachas, about what constitutes hodah.
Well, excuse me, no delecha is al haaretz, isn't it? So
right, but it could be that that's a secondary hodah. The real hodah is al Torah v'al bris, which is, by the way, one of the reasons why women might not be obligated in Birkas Hamazon. So, for example, if you and your wife had a meal, you should not allow her to recite Birkas Hamazon on your behalf. You can recite it together with her, word for word, but...
So why does the bracha finish al haaretz? So why did they finish the al britacha?
I don't know. Again, this is full-fledged sugyas in Masechta Brachos about this. I'm not up on it right now, But anyway, this is what the Marami Rutenberg is saying, that since Ala Nisim lo nitkoda ela bibirchas hoda, u bibirchas main shalosh ena hoda, therefore we omit it. Then he quotes another opinion of the Levush. The Levush writes that Ala Nisim, which is hoda, is dafka bibirchas hamazin shemaskirin behoda shel nodilcha. Oh, I see. The Levush is sort of sharpening or expanding on what the Marami Rutenberg said, and he says that in Brachim Ein Sholosh we don't have the word Hodah. The word Hodah doesn't appear. Can you check me out on that? I don't have a sitter here right now. But Steve, you want to get a sitter? It's right behind you. You don't even have to move. Just put your left hand. No, you move too much, you see. Oh. Yeah, put your hand up somewhere and I'll just guide you. Put your hand a little bit higher, Steve. Oh, excellent. Towards you, forward. Now stop.
Here it is, right.
Now go forward. You see the sitter? No. See if you can open up Talmud.
Here it is, sir.
Well, that's going to be hard. Okay. Does it say anywhere Noda or Modim or some Lashon of Hodah?
No.
Okay. Now he quotes the Elio Zuta. I'm not familiar with this sefer. He says, "Ein maskir Chanukah Purim, mishum shechanukah Purim einam ela takanas hanaviim." I don't know what he means by that. Therefore, you drop it in. I don't know. Anybody have any clue what he means by that? Yeah. So there's no mention of Hodah. That's good. And then he quotes the Bir Agra, "Afil bibirkas hamazon ein chiyuv lahazkir al nisim ve'eno el minog," which we accepted upon ourselves. Right? That was the interpretation of the Rosh Yosef, in which he compared it to Meiriv. But we never accepted al nisim in Brachim Ein Sholosh. That minog was never got off the ground. Now, I just want to take a minute of your time here to read to you something here from the Hari Kedem. And he says the following. Bagos Maimonios, Perak Gimel Milchus Brachos, Posak Di Ein Lahazkir Al Nisim, Bibirkas Me Ein Sholosh. And then he quotes a whole bunch of sources. Loma Ein Maskir Al Nisim, Bibirkas Me Ein Sholosh. I mean, we do mention Shabbos and Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh in Brachim Ein Sholosh. But Nira, the shiny askaras al nisim v'chanukah mi askaras Shabbos v'Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh al nisim v'chanukah eno din shal askara ki Rosh Chodesh v'Yom Tov elu chelik mi tofes abracha shal modim anachnu loch v'tfilas shmona esrei v'chelik mi matbe abracha de birchas nodelecha de birchas amozo. This is very similar to what we saw in the Levush. The Chanukah Purim, yesh chiyuv miyuchad lahosif bahudah v'halel ulahodas al nisim shenasev behem. V'hodah, the al nisim, hi miguf matbea brach b'tfila u'bibirkas amazon. Masha'en ken yalav v'yavu b'tfila u'bibirkas amazon u'din azkara greida ha'cholot mi'ikra abrach. Okay. Well, fahine, Harei bebirkas mein sholosh kitzuas abrochos durak brocha mein sholosh. It's not all three brochos in their full. It's a shortened abridged form. Al kein poshut shekmoshe shmitu mitoch abrocha nodulchal brisval Torah. So what did they cut out? I mean, Michael's asking. They didn't cut out Eretz Yisrael, but they did cut out bris and Torah. Is mochein kitzu v'shmitu v'chanukah Purim esal sofa di'al nisan. Shrei kol ikar chiyuv abniris al nisim uchiyuv tosefes v'ribui b'hodah. And in the bracha k'tzara they left it out. Mashenkin askaras Shabbos v'yodtiv rosh chodesh ain't zeh hemshech me abracha. It's not because of hodah el chiyuv misuyim b'fnei atzvo shal askaras hayom asher chiyuv zeh eino shayach lebracha dafko but zeh gam bebirchas mei ein sholosh is chiyuv shal askara. The chiyuv askara zeh hamesuyah b'fnei atzmo chal gam bebirchas mei ein sholosh. So you want to say the following: the Chanukah is unique because Chanukah, the Azkara of Halat Nisim, is in the framework of Hodah, that just like we thank Hashem for this, that, and the other thing, then we expand our Hodah to thank Hashem for the Nisim that took place. But in the case of Azkara Shabbos, which is Ritzeh or Yontif, which is Ayal V'Yavo or Rosh Chodesh, that's not part of the Brach of Hodah, that's just a Chiv to mention the day. And that Chiv to mention the day applies even in Bracha Main Sholosh. The Yesh Lahosif, the Bechanaku Purim, Ein Chiv Shal Askara Sayom. So, right, the Chiv is not Askara Sayom, like it was on Shabbos Yontif Rosh Chodesh, Ki Ein Bohem Kedusha. V'chol Adin Shal Alanisim Utosefes Hodah. The Rayal is said, the Alanisim Shal Purim, Ein No Maskir Misyom HaPurim Klal. Like on a modem ala nes should be made Baruch Avi Esther, while ain't on a maskir is takonas yom purim atzmo vitsumo shal yom. Okay, this is pretty interesting. Now, I wanted to share with you something that I found in this sefer, which is called Gvuras Yitzchak. Okay, then, and this will be our last piece on Chanukah, and he speaks about the bracha on Re'iyah. Right, we said that a roa ner Chanukah is tzarech levarech, correct? Omer Abchia, this on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. Hamadlik ner Chanukah tzarech levarech. Rabbi Yirmi Omer, ha roa ner shol Chanukah tzarech levarech. Okay. So there's a bracha on Re'iyas Ner Chanukah. Vehine, Birabenu Yerucham. Just 1 second.
What page in the Gemara?
Okay. So 1 second. Okay.
Got it.
I'm flooded here with two things, and I have to sort it all out, as they say here. Take a look for a moment on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. And if you count up from the bottom of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, approximately 12 lines, the first word in the line is Haskaras, and you'll see Iboilahu. Iboilahu, Maula Haskir Shal Chanukah Bimusafim. Okay, so let's say Chanukah coincides with Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. Correct, which is every single year. And the question is, when you recite Tfilas Musaf of Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, should you add Alanisim to Musaf? And what are the two tzadim? Kevan de lesbe Musaf b'didei. In other words, Musaf is a result of the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, but Chanukah doesn't have a Tfilas Musaf. Is lo matkarinon, then it would be totally inappropriate and out of place to mention Alanisim in Musaf. O Dilma, should we say no? Yom Shehu Chayav Bi Arba Tfilos. We go back to the Yom itself, and in the case of Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, instead of 3 Tfilos, we're obligated in 4 Tfilos, but all the 4 Tfilos are one and the same, and they have the same halacha. And therefore, since in the other 3 tefillos of the day of Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, we're going to mention Al-Nisim, then Huadin, the same thing applies to Musaf. Rav Huda, Rav Yehuda, the Amrit Shavayu, Eino Maskir. Since Musaf is totally irrelevant to Chanukah, it's only a reflection of the Kedush Sayom of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, therefore Al-Nisim is out of place and should be omitted in Musaf. Rav Nachman bar Rav Yochanan, the Amrit Shavayu Mazkir, that we should mention it in Musaf. So let's just see if we can figure out how we paskin here. It says here to look up Tav Kuf Samach He. Do we have that? Tav Kuf Samach He. Let's see if I can find it in this volume. I'm not sure. Tav Kuf.
Yes.
Yeah, we do have it. What page is it? page 81, 82, 81. It's a tough kuf samache. Am I looking in the right place? That's the question. See if gimel. This doesn't make sense. I must be looking in the wrong place.
What was it?
Tough kuf samache. Let me see. Vav. Tough reish pei beis. So I'm sorry. Back to tough reish pei beis. Okay. So we're on page 296. At the end of that simon, which is on the top of your page, number gimel, it says ein omrim. I'm sorry. Where are we? Beis. I'm sorry. Sif beis. Gam b'musaf shel Shabbos v'shel Rosh Chodesh sorech lahazkir shel Chanukah. Afal pi she'ein musaf b'Chanukah. What happens if he left out al anisim so that he's not chozer? But that's true in general. Okay, that's not a chiddush here. He says the yom shen is chay barba tefilos, and therefore he has to mention al anisim. V'lo amaro ein machzirin also. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't add anything to what we learned over here. So let's just think for 1 second. What would be the logical reason that we do recite al anisim? So let's say the following. What's the machayev of al anisim in tefillah? Is it the matbea of tefillah, or is it the yom of Chanukah? So the nafkamina is going to be musaf, right? Because the yom of Chanukah could not generate al anisim in musaf, because that's generated by the kedushas hayom. But if on the other hand it did in tefillah, that the nusach tefillah has to encompass an expanded hodah, as we said, and has to mention the nisim, then we have modim even in musaf. So musaf is no different in terms of the chiyuv hodah, and therefore we have to mention the expanded hodah that would include al nisim, and that's how we paskin. So to my knowledge, that's the last gemara in Masechet Shabbos on Chanukah. So we can make a siyum on that. And that's why I wanted to add this piece here. Now, there is another sugya in Shas that's relevant to Chanukah, and that's in Masechet Pesachim. The Gemara doesn't mention Chanukah, but the Gemara speaks about a poor person in terms of Dalit Kosos. And the Gemara says that we absolutely have to supply him, if there's money in the community chest, with money to buy Dalit Kosos if he can't afford it on his own. And we can apply that to Chanukah as well. Now, where do we see that in Hilchas Chanukah? Let's take a look for a second. I think it's on page 275. Let me just see if I'm right here. Tafresh Ayin Aleph on page 275, he says, "Afilu ani amesparnes minatzdaka, shoel o mocher ksuso." So the ani has to sell the shirt off his back, or borrow money if he can, in order to purchase shemen for Ner Chanukah. Now that's a very exceptional halacha. We usually don't say that an ani has to sell, you know, the shirt off his back for a mitzvah, and we're dealing with Ner Chanukah. So if you take a look in the Bir Halacha, he says, "Arava Magid Kosav, the Arava Mulama came din Dalit Kosos." Now, what's the common link between Dalit Kosos and Ner Chanukah? In both cases, it's Mishum Persume Nisa. Okay, so the Gemara says at the end of Pesachim, at the beginning of the last Perek of Pesachim, that you know it's absolutely necessary to supply the Ani with Dalit Kosos. And the Rambam says the Magid Mishnah extrapolated from Dalit Kosos, which is Pirsumei Nisa, to Ner Chanukah, which is Persume Nisa. So that's a Gemara Psoch. Okay. Now, where did I put this? Okay, let's see if I have the right place over here.
This is interesting. If I read it correctly, he says you only have to give one tenth.
Yeah, that's going to be my discussion if you're around at 10:40 today for the Mishnah Berurah class. That's only if you're around. Again, I know you. Okay, so let's just see in the next 7 minutes. I want to point out that Rabbeinu Yerucham says that on the first night of Chanukah, we recite all three brachos before the hadlaka. But on the second night of Chanukah, he says, "Mevarech kodem hadlaka lahadlik, and we achar hadlakas ner rishon kodem shiadlik ner sheni yevarech shasa nisim." This is pretty fascinating. Does anybody have this minhag? This is my minhag, but I didn't know it was in Rabbeinu Yerucham. He's one of the Rishonim. He says that on the second night of Chanukah, you should make the second brach of Shasa Nisim after you light the first candle, before you light the second candle. And he writes that Hadarke Moshe Hevi Demaril Kosev Shalola Haskil Badlok Adsim Kol Brachos, that on every single night we should recite all the brachas before we light the first candle. The Ein Chiluk Bein Leil Achas, I mean the first night, Leil Asacherim, V'chein Pasa Karab Ma. So again, we have machlokas about Birchas Shasad Nisim. Should he be Mevarechit after the first candle? Again, this is only relevant to the second night. After the first candle, before the second candle, or before the first candle is lit. So he suggests here, the Gvuris Yitzchak, that this depends upon another issue, which is a gigantic controversy. What happens if you forgot to recite a bracha and you went ahead and you lit your first candle? And there's a great controversy between, bless you, the Prima Godim, I'm sorry, the Pri Chadosh, and the Elio Rabba. Can you make the bracha on the second candle, which is the candle of what? The second candle, what's that called? Mahajan, right? It's on the Mahajan. So the Pri Chodesh argues you can't make a bracha on a Mahajan. It's only a Hidur Mitzvah. The Elio Rabba says on the end, no, he can make the bracha because the Hidur Mitzvah also deserves a bracha. And he says the following, that if according to Rabbeinu Yerucham you can make the bracha on the second night on the second candle, then it must be that the Mahajan candle is upgraded to the status of an Er Chanukah for bracha. If it's only a Hidur Mitzvah, as the Pri Chodesh would argue, then how is it possible that the Rabbeinu Yerucham would advocate that you wait until after you light the first candle until you light the second candle? You can't make a bracha on the second candle. It's only Mahajan, so argues the Pri Chodesh. In other words, there's no way of reconciling the Shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham to recite Shasad Nisim on the second candle with the Shita of the Pri Chodesh, who says that if you forgot to make the bracha, you can't make it on the second candle. So Anochi HaKatan, I just wanted to make this observation. I don't buy into this. I don't think there's an irreconcilable contradiction here between Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Pri Chodesh. Rabbeinu Yerucham is talking about which bracha? When he says that you make the bracha after the first candle, before the second. He's talking about Shasa Nisim. It could be that Shasa Nisim is a Birchas HaRe'iyah.
We discussed that already.
Yeah, in the past we've discussed this. And therefore, what Rabbeinu Yerucham is really saying is that if all things are equal, again, I can't do this on the first night, but the ideal situation on the second night allows me to make a bracha of Shasa Nisim on the Re'iyah. And therefore, he wants to delay the brach of Shasad Nisim until after he can see the first candle. He's not saying that the bracha is on the second candle. So in other words, what I'm suggesting is that even Rabbeinu Yerucham could agree with the Pri Chodesh that if you left out Lahadlik and you all of a sudden you reminded yourself after you lit the first candle and you were Yotzei the Mitzvah, now all you have left is Mahadrin, you cannot recite Lahadlik. And the Pri Chodesh is right. But the Pri Chodesh himself never went as far as asking the question, what about Shasa Nisim? And that's where Rabbeinu Yerucham has his chap, his chiddush, that the Shasa Nisim is on the re'i of the first candle, and therefore he makes the bracha after the first candle. And this really touches on our fundamental issue about Birchas Re'i. Is it Birchas HaMitzvah? Is it Birchas Shevach Hodayah? And what I'm suggesting is that Al Nisim, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham at least, is a Birchas Shevach Hodayah to thank Hashem for the Nes. And they establish that bracha for someone who's not involved in lighting the candle, at least not now. So they establish that bracha on Re'iyah. When he sees the Ner, he reminds himself of the Nes. And at that point, he's going to recite a Birchas HaShevach on the Re'iyah of the candle. Because, again, the fundamental difference between a Birchas HaMitzvah and a Birchas Shevach Hodayah is over Lasiyasan. Over Lasiyasan is a requirement in what kind of bracha? A Birchas HaMitzvah, but it doesn't apply to Birchas Shevach Hodayah. So I wait until I see the thunder or hear the lightning until I make the bracha. And here too, I wait until I see. But then you're going to have to add another knetch over here that it's not terrible to recite the bracha of Shasa Nisan before he sees before he lights the candle and he can see, because on the first night,
got no choice.
He has no choice on the first
night. Why does he have no choice on the first night?
You're right. You can do it
even on the first
night.
Why does he have no choice on the first
night?
Why can't he make the bracha afterwards? So again, he says the following in the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham: Beleil Rishon Mevarech Shloshtom Kodem Adlocha.
They didn't say why.
Right? Beleil Sheni Mevarech Lahadli Kodem Adlocha and Shosanisim after the Adlocha of Ner Rishon. Let's just think. So is he saying that it's a Birchas HaRei on the Re'i itself? Then why does he require over Lasiyasan on the first night? Why doesn't he make the bracha? So it comes out then, if I read this correctly, that Rabbeinu Yerucham has two dimensions to Birchas HaRei. One is on the Hadlok itself, and one if so just one second. So why on the second night? Why does Rabbeinu Yerucham? Why does he delay Birchas HaRei'iyah till after? If he can. So then what we're saying is that even Rabbeinu Yerucham has over Lasiyasan in Birchas HaRei'iyah on the first night, but on the second night he achieves the over Lasiyasan with the second candle. So that must mean that the second Ner can also justify a bracha. Would it justify Lahadlik as well against the Pri Chodesh? Maybe it justifies the bracha of Shasa Nisim, because that's on the Re'iyah. And the Re'iyah is on the first night. So again, it could be, that's why I'm just going to reiterate what I said before, that you could possibly reconcile Rabbeinu Yerucham with the Pri Chodesh. Pri Chodesh is right. You cannot make a bracha of Lahadlik on the Mahadran candle. And Rabbeinu Yerucham is right that if all things are equal, I'd like to recite the bracha of Shasa Nisim after the Re'iyah. That's the ideal situation. On the first night, I don't have that ideal possibility. So I'll make the Shasa Nisim over Lasiyasin on the Hadlok itself. So the Shasa Nisim could be either on the Re'iyah, which is a separate kiyum of Shevach Vodoya, to thank Hashem for the Nes, or it could be a bracha on Adloka. And either one would justify the bracha. But if you ask me which would be my ideal situation, if I have such an option, it would be to make the bracha on the Re'iyah. So on the first night, I don't have the ideal possibility. I'll make the bracha on Adloka, and therefore over Lasiyasin is going to kick in, and I'll recite Shasa Nisim on Adloka. Because now I could gain two things. I could gain the Shasa Nisim on the Adlaka and then the subsequent Re'iyah. If, on the other hand, I have Adlaka with the Ner Sheni, so what I'd rather do is be Makayim the over Lasiyasin of Shasa Nisim on the second candle, and at the same time, I would have the Kiyum of Re'iyah on a Ner Chanukah that I've already seen as a Bircha Shevach Vodoyah. But nowhere does Rabbeinu Yerucham commit himself that you could recite Lahadlik on the second Ner. Shasa Nisim, yes. but not necessarily lahadik. And shasanisim is different because it relates to the nair itself, and I've already lit that first candle.
So you're not making the shasanisim over the same candle in any circumstances.
Could be that's what Rabbeinu Yerucham is saying, that the shasanisim is on the first candle, either over lasiyosan, or I would rather drop over lasiyosan and profoundly demonstrate that it's on the re'ia, and that I could do after the first candle if I still am involved in the hadlaka. Okay, Rav Olsen, at this point we'll thank everyone for learning Hanukkah. How long do we spend on Hanukkah? It's about 5 weeks, no?
More, I think.
More, maybe 6 weeks. It's a profound sugya. It's only two black gemara, three black gemara, but it's very profound. And tomorrow, believe me, we'll start the first perek of Pesachim. So if you could bring a gemara Pesachim for tomorrow. And if you know anyone who wants to join us, you know, bring them along, because we're starting something brand new. We're going to learn about Bedikas Chametz and Bir Chametz and Bal Yerov Bal Yemotzei. We'll try to see what we can fit in between now and Pesach. That's it for Megillah. Megillah, if you want to join me on Wednesday nights, if you happen to be free, that's when I do Megillah. And I also do Megillah every morning at 7:30 if you want to just hop over to Rehov HaChish, which is not far from here. Okay. All right, on both sides.
When does the Rav sleep?